them for the, they use them for the food, all right. But nobody, human being don't eat them. They're supposed to be poisoned, and they think they are.
What, do you know what it's called? The kind of...
No, I wouldn't know what they call
it. Have you ever heard of anything called a shoemake?
Yeah, we have shoemake trees.
You have shoemake. They're a tree, though.
No, they're a shoemake bush. They never do. You never do have a tree out of a shoemake. They never do get... Well, they might get big around as this, and sometimes they might be as big as your ankle. But they don't grow very tall, and they'll sort of spread out, and they have little bushes up, little tossels up on top, sort of like the head of a sorghum head, You know, they have a head stick right straight up, and that's full of seed. And you can, when they get good and ripe, you can pull them off and put them in your mouth, and they got a good taste, like, but you're not supposed to eat them. They're not, but they're not poison.
They're not poison.
And birds eat them. That's what birds. And that's one of the best food for the deer, for a deer to grow, is those seed from a shoemake. And then they'll eat the bark on the shoemake too. A deer does. Now that's one of their main dishes that they have to have is the shoemake. I don't know what's in the shoemake, but they'll hunt all over creation and they'll eat some. Every time they go by a shoemake, they'll eat some of the leaves and gnaw some of the limbs off or butch or bark, and they'll eat some of those seeds. Because those seeds fall out and all your birds lives off those seeds.
Well, what would you call that kind of a bush or a vine or something that if you brush up against it, it makes your skin break out?
Well, it's a poison oak and vine that people are allergic to, and it bothers some, and don't bother me, but it bothers some people. It bothered my brother, and every time we'd be logging, and he'd get around that poison oak, but he'd get it on him, and it'd break out around your cuffs and around your collar.
But both of you wouldn't get it.
No, I would never get it. It won't never hit. I'm not allergic to it, but he was. And if he ever tested, it would get on him. But he never would get on me, and he'll get on your waist where your belt line is, you know, any place that you called shoe tops, you know, with where you anything rubbed, like your collar, and it'd get on that, and you'd have to doctor with medicine, get a doctor to give you something. It'd cure up. You'd cure it up all right. But it's poison, and it's a vine, and it grows in the vine, in the ground, mostly across the river, mostly in the bottom, not too much of it in upland, mostly in lowland.
What kinds of berries would you have around here?
Well, we have the wild blackberries, and then we have the huckleberries, and then we have what they call the dewberry. The dewberry grows on vine that runs on the ground, and the blackberry grows on a vine that stands up, and then your huckleberry it grows on a bush. He's a little round bear, about like a cherry, that wild cherry, not a tame cherry, a little wild cherry, about like buckshot or something like that. And it's good. Those little huckleberries are really good. Now we have another huckleberry that grows on a little big bush, but these other little bushes, they don't get over higher than that. But these big, sort of a small like tree, they'll have these big huckleberry trees, and that's something that the bird lives on. A human being can eat them. They're good to eat. You can make pies out of them, but it takes a lot of them.
Well, now, what kinds of berries would people raise? Like,
Well, they have the tame blackberries here now, and then they have the Himalaya berries that I know that, of course, I don't like them too well. They got old seeds that's too big, great big old seeds. But there's a lot of berries that you raise around home, and you have your...
What about to make shortcake with? What would you people make shortcake with?
Well, you could, I don't know, or you could use...
Strawberry.
What'd you say?
Strawberry.
Strawberry, yeah, that's a strawberry that you raise in the field, you know, at the big market for strawberries. And we used to have a lot of, in north here, with a big strawberry country.
How about raspberries? Do they raise?
Yeah, there's a lot of, you can raise, raspberry comes on a vine, too.
Oh, it does?
And they're sort of a briar, it's a sort of a running briar. And you want a fence, something where it'd run on, or it'd run on bushes or something, but it don't run on the ground, it wants to get up. And you can pick them, and